honestly, I felt very humbled to actually have a chance to speak to our elected officials. Myself, personally, I felt that it went very well. With the time permitted, I wish I could speak a little bit longer, but the messaging that I got across was probably the most vital component towards the support of honeybees and pollinators within our community. Asked for a proclamation to set forth our city of Dryden to be proclaimed honeybee pollinator safe community. With that being said, there was some really good talks and some questions that were asked from our elected officials, and I answered them as quick as I could right away. And it was very informative. I think everybody was on board, myself personally. That's what I think. I won't find out until they sit down and talk about it themselves again, of course. But they asked me to work with Public Works, and I think that's a really big step forward. And a lot of the ideas that I came forth were not going to cost taxpayers anything whatsoever, which is something that is really unheard of. And I wasn't asking for money or financial a gain of any sort. We talked about the rooftop beekeeping in Dryden and Kenora, how I already set forth towards city elected officials in the city of Kenora. And we talked about the junior beekeepers course on how I'm trying to educate junior beekeepers from ages 6 to 12 years old in Dryden and Kenora. So a lot of it was really positive in nature. And like I said, it's not going to cost anybody in the city any money whatsoever. We're going to beautify the city by having maybe different species of plants and so forth like that that are set forth that are deer resistant, that they don't really like at all. So the questions that were asked, I answered right away. There was a lot of questions, round table. Probably went a little bit longer than what was allotted, but they actually had some really great questions, and I'm looking forward to hopefully they say yes, they support it, and working with our city elected officials.
Now, one of the asks was allowance on vegetation growth. Can you talk about just the importance of that?
Yeah, so we have it within our city bylaw, within the city of Dryden and the city of Kenora. Our bylaw for our yards, our organic matter can only be, our vegetation growth can only be up to 20 centimeters. So this early fall and summer, we went forth with having honeybee support signs in people's yards. So the people that purchased the honeybee support signs that are showcasing them in their yards are going to be, what I put forth was that they'd be exempt under the enforcement under the bylaw to allow their vegetative growth in their yards, such as weeds, dandelions, buttercups, devil's paintbrush, and so forth like that. So those are going to be the most vital weeds for our hibernating bumblebees and our dormant honeybees and butterflies to get that source of nectar to start them off on a really great start for the summer to come so that we still can have bees and pollinators for years to come.